So, little by little, the family dropped lower and lower, the men brooding and dissatisfied and drinking themselves into the grave, the women drudging at home or marrying beneath them or worse. In process of time, all disappeared, leaving only two in the croft, Wickham Deland and his sister Margaret. The man and woman seemed to have inherited in masculine and feminine form, respectively, the evil tendency of their race, sharing in common the principles, though manifesting them in different ways, of sullen passion, voluptuousness, and recklessness. The history of the Brents had been something similar, but showing the causes of decadence in their aristocratic and not their plebeian forms. They too had sent their shoots to the wars, but their positions had been different, and they had often attained honour, for without flaw they were gallant, and brave deeds were done by them before the selfish dissipation which marked them had sapped their vigour. The present head of the family, if family it could now be called, when one remained of the direct line, was Geoffrey Brent. He was almost a type of worn-out race, manifesting in some ways its most brilliant qualities and in others its utter degradation. He might be fairly compared with some of those antique Italian nobles who